Welcome to the podcast, Bridget.
Hello,
Spider.
Welcome.
Ben. Flan.
Hello.
Now, podcasts aren't all that new, but they're pretty new. Mm. When you were growing up, who would you have downloaded on Listener?
Great question.
Ooh. To listen to in the podcast. Because you guys,
Doug Murray.
Oh, Dougie.
Dougie Murray, for sure, leaps instantly to mind. Well, I just think the greatest radio performer of all time.
Yeah.
Now with Flan. Imagine that combo.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. What a tragedy.
Why?
He was, there was just no rules. That was a time when you could do whatever you liked on radio. The stuff I heard him get away with, you'd be banned in a day now.
But then he tried to get away with the same kind of material on TV. Mm-hmm. And remember, Kerry Packer pulled his show live on air when Get It Off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that show about?
It was a sketch. It was like, what would you call it? Like these days they would call it epic fail or, like your sort of disaster videos.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was kind of rude and crude. And I think
Australia's naughtiest home videos.
There you go. And it I think it was about the third animal that was being made love to that got up Kerry's nose.
Yeah.
Two was all right. Three, you're pushing it.
Yeah, the elephant was fine. Yeah. But the meerkat, no.
Oh, the goat scraped through, which was great.
Scraped through.
How would you like to be the bloke at Channel 9 that received the phone call, the vision switcher? It's Kerry Packer. Yeah, sure it is. Hangs up.
That's funny.
Who would you listen to, Spot?
Do you want to be the meerkat? You pull that thing off now.
Oh, look, I still love all the old commentary of the cricket and the, some of the tennis.
Yes.
And imagine listening to like the Australian Open or, when it was the old school commentary.
Yes.
You can rewind back to some of the greats that you missed even playing. Like, I would love to hear the original call of Farlap and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
be
cool.
able to pull all that up. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah. All those bits that you grow up and you know the story, but you weren't there to be able to hear it.
There's people from that era that I've heard speak later on in their lives, and because of the way they recorded things, they sounded completely different. Like Don Bradman, he has almost two completely different voices
because
of the machines that we use to record.
Oh.
So when you first meet Don Bradman, he speaks like this. Everything is up there.
Yeah.
And then that changes over time. So what about you, Bridgie?
You gave me an idea with who I would. The 12th man.
Oh, yeah.
Billy. The 12th man.
Yeah, Billy.
Billy Birmingham.
We were
talking
about that before, Spider and I. Where you'd sneak listening to it because you were too young and your parents knew it was rude. So you'd have to try and sneak the tape.
I'd always have to wait until Dad was on the beers with Aardvark and a couple of others. And I'd be able to go on the Ford Fairlane. There'd be four of us all in the driver's seat and the passenger seats, and we'd put it in the tape deck and we'd press play and we'd have all the doors closed we'd be just listening to it as like 13, 14-year-olds wetting ourselves laughing. It was only because Dad was on the soup that we get away with it.
I remember the box set came out of the 12th man.
Yes.
Mates and I got together and we thought, we'll just put one on. Oh, big mistake. We went all the way through. It was the whole lot. There was the whole weekend done.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So good.
Look, stick with us. We've got plenty coming up for you. Dylan Walker plays for Manly, who I don't think have managed to win this year, which I'm happy about. But he lost his Dax in the middle of the game and tore his hamstring. So the Auckland Warriors player helped him by pulling his pants up for him. Yes. We're going to ask you, when did you lose your pants in public? Rabs is going to take us through the rest of the weekend of rugby league. And Dr. Brad Mackay is a GP and author of Fake Medicine, who will take us through the vaccine rollout and all the complications there.
Dr. Brad Mackay joining us right now, GP and author of Fake Medicine. Firstly, Dr. Brad read a great article on the weekend with you slamming influencers claiming to heal all kinds of things, probably COVID as well.
Yeah. Well, they have from time to time, but with no health qualifications, I'm unsure why we continue to listen to them, but we do.
Okay, well, we do listen to you. Now, a lot going on with the vaccination rollout, big pause on that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, look, everyone's nervous, including doctors, and many GPs are refusing to offer the AstraZeneca to people under 50 until the federal government urgently clarifies the legal liability because, if there's side effects, you could personally, I suppose, be sued. It is a litigious society. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, so the government's said that they will sort of like back general practitioners if something does go wrong. But the risk of actually having a problem is very, very rare. So the sort of likelihood of having one of these rare blood clots from the AstraZeneca vaccine is about sort of 4 to 6 people in about 1 million. So very, very low, and about sort of like 1 in 1 million people could potentially die from having the vaccine. At the moment, some people are still, like, I've still got patients who are still very happy to go ahead with AstraZeneca. They sort of think, well, if I've got a 1 in 1 million chance, that's okay. So I'd rather be protected from COVID, particularly if they're going to be traveling overseas or wanting to travel overseas at some stage. But yeah, like other people are saying, well, yeah, my risk of dying from COVID is pretty low because we don't have community spread. So how about I wait until I get a vaccine that's going to be a little bit safer for people that are under the age of 50, which is reasonable.
You know, what about the stop the rollout? When's that going to commence? Because it's quicker for us to go to Bali, they reckon, to get a vaccination than stay here.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah, we seem to be way down the food chain when it comes to the vaccines. So the government was saying by the end of October, then by the end of the year, and now they've just sort of said, hey, whatever.
I wish I could do that with my tax return.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look, October, oh, look, maybe Christmas. Oh, you know what? Whenever. It'll come out.
Yeah, whenever we feel like it. Yeah. So the problem is that the Pfizer vaccine is the only other vaccine that's approved in Australia for protecting against COVID, but we can only import that from overseas at present. So we don't have the facilities, the knowledge, the technical know-how to actually produce that vaccine. So some people are saying, well, maybe the government should have put in some funding to create these vaccines. It's great technology anyway. So in the future, we'd be using it as things go ahead. But yeah, we do not have those facilities at present. But a local supply would be great.
It would. Hey, if you've just joined us and think, gee, that bloke's making some sense, that's Dr. Brad Mackay. We'd thought that you'd let you know. Doctor, I wanted to know why we can't vaccinate the doctors and nurses who stand between us and this virus, given that it's doctors and nurses who give the needles. Why can't they just give it to themselves and all be covered? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it seems like a couple of things. So one is that, we've just had very low amounts of vaccinations. So we're meant to be giving Pfizer vaccine to all sort of like, frontline health staff and security workers at quarantine. And, yeah, like I've heard from my colleagues that some of them who are still working in hospital, they seem to have run out of the Pfizer vaccine and they'd have been using the AstraZeneca vaccine. So then, there's a 3-month period to have your second shot compared to using the Pfizer one, where it's just 3 weeks between vaccinations.
Right.
So then if we are using that, it's less effective slightly and takes a lot longer. So, it's just a lack of vaccines. But people shouldn't be working with COVID patients unless they have been vaccinated.
I agree.
Yeah, it's too late for that to be happening now.
I know a lot of people are saying the government's, at the moment a bit of a schmozzle, but I think it's better to be responsible. Do you think personally as a GP, when you look at so many other vaccines that take years and years and years of formulating and testing, this has been rolled out too quickly? Are there some concerns within your community, honestly?
There have been criticisms about it being too quick, but from a scientific perspective, that's not entirely true.
Okay.
Just the vast number of people who have had COVID overseas, it enables us to do the trials really, really quickly. We're not waiting for people to be infected. Everyone's freaking infected all at once. And so we can get those numbers and know what's going on, which is why we've been able to see that there's a very, very small signal where some people get a little bit of a blood clot, either in the base of their brain or in their intestines, which is only in a few people, a handful of people in a million. So this has enabled us to sort of do that post surveillance to see what's going on. We know what we're dealing with, and we know what to look for if somebody does get a headache 4 to 20 days after having the AstraZeneca vaccine. So it does give us a bit more sort of knowledge about what we're doing. So a bit more security.
I still think it's really important that we do get our sports stars done,
yes,
so we don't miss any sport.
Yeah. That's absolutely right.
Of course, yes.
Hey, Dr. Brad Mackay, as always, thank you for talking some sense in this room of of other people.
And that's much appreciated.
Happy to help. We're trying.
Hey, big congratulations to the Titans. 42-16 winners over the Knights. They flogged the Knights. That's it was great. Cool.
They're looking good, aren't they?
They are. They're doing the business now. It's nice to see it. And the Rabbitohs, boy, coached by Wayne Bennett against his old club, the Broncos, who fired him. South flogged them 35-6, and here's the celebration from Rabs as well of Rugby League.
Far been characterised with so many injuries. The Roosters, the first six hookers out of the game. They've had injuries to six hookers.
Yeah, that's more than the three hangover movies combined.
Head injuries affecting every club. Jake Friend retiring mid-season, one of the greats. Wayne Bennett, why so many injuries?
Well, I'm old. You collect them as you go, see, and they don't mend. I hit my head on a bloody cupboard yesterday.
No, I meant...
Right on the corner of the cupboard. Hurt like Billy-O. Farting when I stand up, massive aches and bloody pain.
Wayne, I'll stop you before you hurt yourself. I meant injuries in the NRL. Why?
I'm with you now. Yeah, pace of the game, running harder, tackling harder. Medical staff reckon players have the bone density of a Kit Kat. They're snapping like a crisp wafer smothered in lush chocolate.
We'll move on. The Gold Coast Titans smashed the Newcastle side.
They crumbled like a Cadbury flake, Newcastle.
Well, Titans a big win. Titans 42, Knights 16.
Yeah, and the Broncos lost. Probably lose again this week.
Well, Titans 42. Unbelievable, isn't it? In the past, it would have said Titans 42, Mudgerabar Nursing Home 43. But they're a proper team now.
Better than the Broncos.
That's about all we have time for. So tune in next week and find out why South's owner, Russell Crowe, said...
What we do in life echoes in eternity. What? That's going to hang around forever.
Oh. And that's Rugby League.
We talk about some of the great sporting moments. Remember when Freddie Flintoff, he consoled Brett Lee after one of the close Ashes losses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Aussie female runners, the 10,000-metre runners, they stayed on the track and clapped in all the other competitors as they come through. Great parts of sportsmanship. We've seen runners carry other runners who get injuries across the finish line.
Nice.
It's really good to watch. And we saw that in the NRL over the weekend. Dylan Walker, he was going for a... he was going for a run and he was tackled by a Warriors player and the Warriors player just absolutely dived for him and could only grab his shorts, pulled his shorts down as they both went to ground. Dylan Walker absolutely did his hamstring really bad.
Yeah.
So he was on the ground laying there with his shorts around his knees in agony. So the Warrior player who just tackled him thought he'd do the right thing and show absolute sportsmanship and pulled his pants up for him.
You would, wouldn't you? I mean, would you if that happened? Or would you'd leave it a few seconds for the TV coverage to hone in and then do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd wait until the television and make sure you get a little bit of coverage and then you'd say, mate, look, I'll look after you here and just lift your butt a little.
And just not going on the Christmas tape.
Oh, it was great. But he's like, he's just tackled him. His face is right in front of the moon as it is. So what does he do? I'm deep here. I better just pull these things up.
He was staring into the unblinking eye, if you know what I mean.
The black hole. This is good for no one.
Terrible moment. getting the stink eye, literally.
He didn't want to look twice. He's, I bet this is best for both of us, really, if I do this. But has it ever happened? When have you lost your strides?
I have.
Have you?
Oh, when?
Caxton Street.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
fairly public.
So you needed the Warriors there with you.
I needed someone. Yeah. Well,
set the scene for us. Sunday night, was it?
Wraparound skirt, worked at Crazy's Comedy Restaurant. We did a few, finished up. Trying to get in a cab, but I don't know what happened. The cab door shut. My wraparound skirt was in the cab.
Hello.
So then it unraveled me as it drove off. So
did
I spun.
You spin? Yet?
Yeah, because it was a wraparound skirt. Oh, yeah, none of that. Oh, although back in the day, I was about 19, I had knee-high boots on. And but I only had granny and undies on. Anyway, I was mortified and I didn't know what to do. But luckily I was close to work, so I kind of ran down there. And
You needed a Warriors player to jump in front of the taxi and go, hey, stop!
So well, you're wandering around in your granny undies and knee-high cowboy boots.
Knee-high, yeah.
Looking
knee-high
for all the world like the Olympic flag bearer from Mongolia.
Well, no, I look like any millennial in Surfers, pretty much. Yeah. But if it happened to me now on Caxton Street...
Yeah.
I get the white sheet out, like the horse at the races, and just be like, come on. No one needs to see this. No one needs to.
We do want to know. Give us a call on 1300 925 666. 1300 925 666. When were you caught in public with your pants down?
You two for sure have got a story.
1300 925 666. When did you lose your dacks?
Brave enough to call up and share their stories. 1300 925 666.
Yeah, just when have you been caught with your pants down when you've unfortunately lost your pants in some situation? Dylan Walker plays in the NRL. He was tackled over the weekend by a Warriors player, and as he was tackled, his pants come down and he's hit the deck. But at the same time, he's done his hamstring that bad that he couldn't move. So the Warriors player thought, oh, I am front and square of the full moon here. I'm going to cover that up and pulled his pants up for him, which I thought, you know what, you look at sportsmanship and that's taking it to the next level.
There's only one time I would have liked to have seen you playing AFL with your pants down.
Oh.
Spider. It's when you forgot your undies and you wore glad wrap instead underneath. I mean, revealing that would have been just hideous for everyone.
That is a long story, but yeah.
We'll get back to that. Yeah, I happened to me. I was at a charity fundraiser in Brisbane in the 90s and they got footballers from all these clubs to come along and sort of show off all these clothes. And we'd all cooked up that we would strip at the top of the catwalk. And I got to the end of the catwalk and tried to take my pants down and they got caught around both my ankles. And I went off the end of the stage into the front row. I was lying across these four people at the front with no pants on. It's the greatest moment of my life.
Jezza and Coomabah, have you been caught with your pants down, mate? Right?
I wasn't caught. Well, kind of I was. I was sitting there.
Okay. Were you caught with your pants down or you weren't?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Well, kind of. It's the old school thing at school where I was standing there talking to a girl that I really liked.
Oh, no.
Yes, I love this.
And all my footy mates thought it would be really funny to dack me at that time.
Oh. How tight.
And I wasn't even wearing a good pair of undies either.
Oh, no.
And that's the thing too. You've got to wear your tracksuit pants if you're at school or your school pants that tight. Like you do the lace up or the belt up a couple of extra notches. So
undackable.
Undackable.
You've got to have your pants set to undackable.
How did it work out?
Yeah. How'd you go, Jezza?
She thought it was really funny. And
there's the problem.
My wife says the same thing, mate. It's all good.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jezza.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jez.
Okay, we've got Robin Broadbeach. Rob, have you ever been caught with your dacks down?
Hey, guys, yes. Well, not down. What happened was I was working on a building site in Narang, and I had reversed up in a mate's ute. We were working off the footpath, and I had a pair of, like, boardies on with big pockets on. I got stuff out of the back of the ute, but you know the metal latches that hook down?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The sort of lock up the ute? Well, yeah. That caught in my pocket.
Right.
So as I've turned, it just ripped the arse out of my pants.
Fantastic.
Have you got the builder's crack to show off, Rob, or not really?
Well, it wasn't impressive. Laughs, plenty of laughs. But no wolf.
Oh, no. So did you just own it for the rest of the day, or...?
Well, for the rest of the day, if by the rest of the day you mean until I could get into the driver's side of you and go home, then yeah.
Rob, I've got a mate, he's a builder, and when it's summertime, he takes a jar full of coins with him to work every day, and when he first starts work, he takes a handful out and he puts them on the bonnet of his ute so they heat up nice and hot, and he walks around sticking them in people's money boxes at the back of their shorts all day long. Just watch them do the hot coin dance.
Yeah. Well, he could have used the whole money box. The pocket was that big.
There you go. That's the podcast for today. If you want to catch the show, we're on from 5 a.m. on weekdays. But grab the Listener app, download that, and you can catch up with anything you like and gear things up your way. This is goodbye from Spider, Bridget, Glenn, and Ben.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Catch you later.